If you want to begin your Christian life, begin where Jesus began. Where did Jesus begin his life? Forget about his ministry. Completely forget about his ministry. Don't think about preaching or raising the dead or not even preaching in a church. No, don't think about all that. Think about following Jesus in his life. Where did it begin? Let me tell you in very simple words, that which is most difficult for children and adults. Submitting to God-appointed authority. That's where Jesus began his life. Obeying imperfect Joseph and imperfect Mary as a little child. Can you submit to imperfect authority in the church? First of all, Jesus respected them. It's one thing to submit. Jesus respected and submitted because God appointed him there. Were there faults in Joseph and Mary? You think Joseph and Mary were perfect? Any Roman Catholics here who believe Joseph and Mary were perfect? Saint Joseph and Saint Mary? No. Sinner Joseph and sinner Mary, that's what I call them. They themselves said, Mary said, God my Savior. She called God her Savior. She needed to be saved from sin. And Jesus, the perfect one, submitted to imperfect Joseph and Mary. That is where his life began. And I'll tell you something I've seen through the years. I've seen it in my own life. God prepared me for my ministry by making me submit to imperfect authority almost, and to authority that was jealous of me almost from the beginning of my Christian life. I was born again in 1959. I was water baptized in 1961. By 1963, I had experienced an initial baptism in the Holy Spirit, though it got completed only in 75. I don't know why it was in two stages. I don't explain that. But there are many things of the moving of the Spirit we can't explain. But as soon as I was baptized in the Holy Spirit and I got a gift of prophecy to preach the Word of God at the age of 23, when I was 1963, I had such an anointing that God was giving me words to speak to people that were really challenging them. I even wrote a little book in 1963 on the book of Revelation. Of Bible studies that I took through the whole book of Revelation in 1963-64 when I was still in the Navy. I hadn't understood victory over sin. It was ministry. But there were a lot of other elders in the church I attended who were jealous that people were more taken up with me and they would never let me speak in the church. I would speak in little homes and all, not in the church. And then I would preach out in the streets. So I had to submit to imperfect authority right from that time. And then later on, when I came out into full-time Christian work, I found again a lot of people jealous of my ministry and schemed and manipulated to push me out from where the church I was in. And I had to sit quiet at the back of one church for about 3 years, from 60, end of 69 to 72, quietly. Because people were jealous, pushed me out. Now the Lord said, keep quiet and submit to these elders. Don't judge them. I did not respect them as spiritual men. Not at all. I could not say that they were following Jesus. I couldn't see the life of Christ in them. They would lose their temper and they were the leaders and pastors. And God said, shut your mouth and submit to them. Because you're in this church. I mean, if you leave the church and go to another church, then submit to the elders in that church. I learned lessons of submission in those days, which I never knew was a great lesson to learn. But those are the years God really broke me. Don't think you're a great man just because you got a gift of speaking. You got to learn to humble yourself and submit to authority that's imperfect. And I really, now when I look back, I thank God at those years, all those years, from the time I was converted almost till 1975 when CFC was started in our home. many, many different experiences of breaking, humbling, defeat, and hitting rock bottom, and God filling me with the Spirit again. So that's where I learned that the important thing in the Christian life, to follow Paul as he followed Christ, to follow Jesus, is to begin where he began. Don't jump into 10th standard. Start in the kindergarten. Many people come to CFC and they try to jump to college. Oh, I can talk about this, which you hear in CFC. Hang on. A time will come when you can speak about all that. But be where you are right now. And have a sober, serious estimate of your own spiritual level. And don't try to go beyond that. And I'll tell you something from my experience. God will never, never back you up if you don't submit to authority God places over you. He will never say about you, as he said about Jesus at the age of 30, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Because he submitted to authority. Imperfect. A wife has to very often submit to imperfect authority, a husband at home. And she has to trust God that God will overrule and prevent her from ever being tested beyond her ability. This is what many wives will say. "You ask me to submit to this unreasonable husband." I say, you must also believe that 1 Corinthians 10:13, that God will never allow you to be tested beyond your ability if you're a wholehearted disciple. If you're not a wholehearted disciple, then of course that promise is not for you. Then I don't know where you'll be. You may be tested beyond your ability. All things will not work for your good. But if you're a wholehearted disciple of Jesus Christ, you have no ambition in life except to please God and complete the work he has for you, I can guarantee two things for you. One, Romans 8:28, every single thing that ever happens in your life, which you call good or bad, will work for your good. Work for your very best. And the other thing I can guarantee is 1 Corinthians 10:13, that God will never, 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 never allow you to be tested beyond your ability. That's like he will not give you an examination paper above your class. Impossible. Your teachers in school didn't do that. The Lord Jesus will not do it. I'll tell you from my life. I've experienced many tests through the years. But never anything beyond my ability. Never anything that would make me tense and anxious and worried and what's going to happen. Unless I was full of unbelief. So, please remember this. Now you see, I know, I'll tell you something, through the years, in 45 years, I've very rarely spoken about submission to authority. Very rarely. And I'll tell you why. Because all the elders of CFC churches in India are not spiritual men. I'll tell you that honestly. Then you say, why do you appoint them? I say, because have you heard this expression? A one-eyed man is king among the blind people, right? He can't see clearly, but he's got one eye. All the others are blind. So he's the leader. That's why we appoint imperfect people as elders in many CFC churches. We hope that they'll develop into two-eyed people by the time the others get one eye. Sometimes the others get one eye before this guy gets two eyes, and then the others have to replace this man as elder. That also happens. So I say, because CFC elders are not all perfect, I always have a fear that some carnal elder will take this message of mine and proclaim it to other elders. I say, listen to what Brother Zach says. Submit to the elders, meaning submit to me. That's what I'm scared of. I've never in my life asked people to submit to me. I never will. I tell people, you do not sin if you disobey Zach Poonen. You sin if you disobey God. You don't have to listen to me. Many people, when they come to advice to me, I tell them, listen, this is my advice, but you don't have to listen to me. Go before God, and I want you to be connected to Christ, and if you feel you should not do what I say, you don't have to listen to me. Let me give you a support for that from Scripture. I like to support everything from Scripture. So you can have a verse for not obeying me. Keep that verse in mind. Whenever you want to disobey me, please take this verse. It'll help you. 1 Corinthians 16. Paul was the senior most apostle almost in the sphere in which he worked. And he had a wonderful Bible teacher in his team, or among, not in his team, but among those who worked with him, called Apollos. And we read in 1 Corinthians 16 verse 12 that Paul urged Apollos to go to Corinth to visit the believers there. But it was not his desire to come. So when Paul says, "Hey Apollos, I think you should go," it says he urged him, "Come on, go, meet these, encourage these brothers in Corinth." And says, "Paul, no, I don't feel free, sorry. Even though you're telling me, I don't feel free to go." Paul says, "Okay." He didn't say, "Listen, I'm the authority, you listen to me." "No, okay, don't go, Paul. If Apollos, if you don't feel free, don't go." And he says, when he feels free, he'll come. When he has opportunity, he'll come. What a mature man Paul was. That's a really godly elder. "I told Apollos to come, but he didn't listen to me." Great. He's serving Christ, and when he feels free, he'll come. That's the type of elders we need in CFC. Of those who will give complete, who will give their advice to others, but then give them perfect freedom to do exactly as they feel the Lord has led them.